Sword stuck through man's neck in Nigerian festival, voodoo or science? November 24, 2010. News rescue: in this video, the magical sword is apparently harmlessly and bloodlessly placed through a practitioner's neck, and he is paraded around the square. These are the Ekpo of the Anong tribe from Afa Obong, Abak, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria. Later in the video, another practitioner is seen also harmlessly, bloodlessly and apparently painlessly slicing through his arm and parading this. The question is, how do we refer to these amazing feats? Do we limit them to the occult, a disparaging reference to superhuman feats, or do we recognize them as exemplary scientific feats on par with Western system scientific accomplishments and worthy of publication? The African spiritualists, herbalists and traditionalists were the physicians that kept Africa thriving and surviving as the blooming population we know, up until the white man came along with very dangerous diseases like gonorrhea. They were sufficient and provided remedies for all diseases. They had edit codes, therapy documents, conducted research, shared information and provided the public health education and information. What is their role in the modern society? Is their valuable scientific expertise being ignored to our own detriment and irredeemable future loss? @medium. Cancer yet uncured by orthodox medicine has evidently been cured over and over by naturalists, including the famous Gerson Institute operating out of Mexico, that have cured and continue to cure cancer patients from all over the world with herbal remedies, including special fruits mixes and enemas. Vade Mecum, NVS, I hold the view that many of the practices of the African masters of traditional healing can be cleaned up, upgraded with research and made available for the good of everyone in the society. The Catholic Church is presently carrying out research into traditional African medicine in a monastery in Uwu, Esan, Edo State, Nigeria. Folks travel from far and near to buy traditional medicine at the monastery. Well, it would be an arduous, painstaking and onerous task for the Nigeria government to tap into the mysterious world of the practitioners of the arts we call African magic. Many of the magical arts of the African traditional jazz masters are manifestations of forces invoked from the spiritual realm. This is in contradistinction to Western scientific approach to learning and creativity, which has an intellectual-oriented template. @medium. If any of the higher African spiritual arts is to be reduced to regular knowledge, the practitioners, initiates and repositories of such arcane knowledge, must first be introduced to basic science. A balance must be carefully engineered between the African masters and their world and the world of modern scientific research. A good reference point is the model pathway to knowledge that was charted in medieval Europe by alchemists. Even the Jewish Kabbalists and the Tibetan Buddhists are all making efforts to reduce their knowledge in intellectually deducible form for the betterment of all mankind. Then again, I am aware that many of the technological wonders of today were ideas received from higher realms. However, we must also recognize that Western civilization based on the Judeo-Christian platform still have a place for the Benny Hinds of this world. Despite the advancement in science and technology in the Western world, Christianity is still thriving greatly in Western Europe and North America. Ministers are called in a divinely orchestrated way to stand between the divine and the mundane. Among these ministers, the depth of the anointing varies. Not every minister has the healing gift of Benny Hinn. Thus, among the Africans too, not every esoteric manifestation can be easily and readily reduced and/or subjected to scientific analysis or research.